I do love the fact that we have so many companies, so many people that come out of Ybor City, first, second, third, fourth generation, that are still existing today. How has your family maintained all of this over all that time?
I think the most important thing for us is just sticking to our recipes and our processes and keeping the product exactly the same. I've always thought that, I think some companies fail because they try to change something or cut corners or cut costs. For us, we've always had a handmade product, and we've always been very strict with our ingredients and our process. And I think the community has rewarded us for that.
I think that's the perfect way to say it. There's barely a Cuban sandwich you can find in Tampa Bay that is not built on La Segunda bread. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we have some other competitors here that have the same process. And, there's a few other bakeries and there's bakers that go back and forth. It's kind of been like that for a long time. But we all make, what's considered Ybor City Cuban bread. But some people do use other kinds of bread. I don't think people like those Cuban sandwiches as much.
Oh, I agree with you. And is it true? How many loaves, tens of thousands of loaves that you bake a day? Is it 18,000?
Yeah, somewhere between 18,000 to 20,000. Just varies on the orders and such. But yeah, usually right around 18,000.
That's a pretty decent amount to do on a daily basis.
Yeah. We stay busy.
Just a little bit. But you're known for more than your bread. I know. I've been to the restaurant on Kennedy, and your guava pastries are to die for. So people should realize you've got quite a menu going, don't you?
Yeah, so our bakery we consider it an Ybor City bakery. A lot of people confuse La Segunda as a Cuban bakery, and people get upset if they're from Miami or they're used to that style down there. But we're an Ybor City bakery, which means, our offerings are, Ybor City style offerings, a lot of food that was created here, like the devil crab and scachata. We have cannolis. We have German chocolate cake. There was all kinds of different immigrant cultures that settled here in the early 20th century. And that's kind of how our food and our menu was developed.
I think the first cup of cafe con leche I ever had was at La Segunda. And that is absolutely addictive. That is so good.
Yeah, we get our coffee beans from Naviera. That's a local family here. They've actually, I think it's third generation in here locally, and they used to have their mill in Ybor City on 7th Avenue, but it's moved. But, it's incredible. I have it every single day. I think they're incredible coffee beans and an incredible family, great service. And, we're very fortunate to have them here locally.
We really are. Now you have two cafes and bakery locations. You've got the bakery. What else is in the future for you guys?
We're just going to take it as it comes. We're not in a rush to put anything out there that's not necessary. We like to be very patient with our locations and find places that we feel is a good fit, for our brand. And, luckily we're in a great MSA here with great things happening, a lot of people coming into Florida and in our region. So there's a lot of areas around that, do make sense. And for us, it's really, we're only breakfast and lunch. So we're really looking for areas where people work and they come through close to where they're working and they're, in that transition period from breakfast to lunch.
And for someone that has not been to La Segunda, to the new location, it's only been open 2 days, so they probably haven't. Tell us exactly where you're located.
So the St. Pete location is 2424 4th Street North. It's in between 24th and 25th Avenue. And we're open there from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. 7 days a week.
And do you deliver?
We do. You can also order online at lasegundabakery.com. And there you can put in your order for pickup or delivery.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.